星星友情 AM 1150西雅图中文电台，这里是你的信息中心，这里是你的心灵港湾，亦是你的精神家园。每周星期日晚9点至12点，西雅图中文电台粤语频道。
本节目有部分内容从航班上录制，敬请见谅。 This episode, part of what you're listening, are pre-recorded while on the flight. Sorry for the inconvenience.
大家好，欢迎收听跟我学日语，我是阿明。继之前我们聊了 Rattlesnake Ridge 和 Franklin Ford 之后，今天要带大家去一个比较远但同样很特别的地方， Idaho Falls.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Learn Cantonese with me. I'm Aaron, and you're listening to the Summer Outdoor Series in the Pacific Northwest. Previously, we explored Rattlesnake Ridge and Franklin Falls, and today we're heading out a little further to the scenic Idaho Falls.
可能你会好奇为什么小偏偏从西雅图去 Idaho Falls 呢？
Maybe you'll wonder why I was in Seattle all of a sudden I'm at Idaho Falls.
那这也要感谢一下我的一位教授朋友，他说把你的导子带上，跟我去一个地方，去参加一个 STEM 的 conference。 当然这种机会一定要屁颠屁颠的跟着去啊。
This is actually all thanks to one of my professors, now my friend. He's like saying, bring your brain with you, let me bring you to a place, and together we can join a STEM conference at Twin Falls. For this never-ending opportunity, I must go, right? So I go.
But hey, I twisted it, and we go to Idaho Falls to visit as well. 当然要让我加点颜色才精彩啊，所以我就说要不要一起去 Idaho Falls 也看看呗。临时的科普时间到了。
Your temporary knowledge boost has arrived.Although STEM is not directly related to population and psychology, there is actually a few criteria that they overlap, such as crisis and reputation management, branding and outreach, last but not least, organizational and workforce development.
虽然公共关系和心理学可能跟 STEM 没有直接的关系，但是有些范畴呢，他们是互相关联的，比如说危机与信誉管理、品牌建议与外展，还有组织和员工发展等。这样小篇想到了在日语里边很有意义的一句话。
But this have made me think about one of the slang in Cantonese.
它就是养豆楼、好豆楼。
The meaning of 养豆楼、好豆楼 basically mean lifelong learning.
人到老学到老。换句话说，人会花一生的时间去学习。
好了，这个节目真的要开始了，再不开始我可能真的会被骂了。 If I should really start a show, if not, I'm probably gonna get shouted at for sure.
关于 Idaho Falls 的一些小知识， Let's learn a bit about Idaho Falls. Idaho Falls 是爱达荷州一个很有特色的小城镇，最出名的就是位于市中心的瀑布。这里的瀑布呢非常的壮观，而且步道呢设计很好，让你可以很近距离的去欣赏。
Idaho Falls is a small city in Idaho, famous for its waterfall right in the heart of the town.
如果你要从西雅图到 Idaho Falls 的话呢，坐飞机大概需要1到2个小时。如果你是喜欢自驾的话呢，行车时间呢大概是4个小时左右。
If you decided to visit Idaho Falls from Seattle, the flight will usually take around 1 to 2 hours. If you decided to drive from Seattle, it'll take around 10 hours.
所以很多人呢会把这里当作去黄石国家公园的一个必经景点。
That's why there's a lot of people will pair Idaho Falls with Yellowstone National Park since it's so close.
Now's the time to learn about some vocabularies that you can use during outdoors activities. 今天我们会学习八个。
Today we'll learn about 8 vocabularies.
第一个，瀑布的粤语，瀑布，瀑布。第二个
，number 2 small town in Cantonese.
城镇的粤语是小镇，小镇，小镇。第三个 Number 3, 步道的粤语 The word for trail in Cantonese is 路径路径路径第四个 The number 4 is small town 小镇的粤语是小镇小镇小镇第五个 Number 5, spectacular 壮观的粤语读法是壮观壮观壮观第六个 Number 6, nice picture 好看的照片的粤语是靓相靓相第七个 Number 7, it is worth it 很值得的粤语读法是好值得好值得好值得第八个 Number 8, this as of this town, this这个的粤语是这个这个这个第九个 Number 9 Walked it 行走了的粤语行了行了行了语句练习到了请细心学习以下八句 System learning has arrivedPlease listen carefully to following 8 sentences. 第一句，这个瀑布真的好震撼。This waterfall is truly stunning. 在粤语 ,in Cantonese is, 这个瀑布真的好震撼啊。这个瀑布真的好震撼啊。这个瀑布真的好震撼啊。第二句，在报道走一走可以欣赏风景。Walking along the trail lets you enjoy the view. 在报道行下可以慢慢欣赏风景。Let's listen 2 more time. 再听多几遍。在报道行下可以慢慢欣赏风景。在报道行下可以慢慢欣赏风景。第三句。我觉得这个小镇好舒服因为节奏好慢。This small town is so relaxing with such a slow pace. 我觉得这个小镇好舒服节奏好慢。Let's listen 2 more time. 再听多几遍。我觉得这个小镇我觉得这个小镇。第四句我们拍了好多靓相。我们拍了很多很美的照片。We took a lot of great pictures. Let's listen 2 more time. 再听多几遍。我们拍了好多靓相。我们拍了好多靓相。第五句。在这里可以探风景。在这里可以观赏风景。At here you can enjoy the view. Let's listen 2 more time.再听多几遍。在这里可以探风景。在这里可以探风景。第六句 Number 6. 小镇好近黄石公园。小镇很近黄石公园。Small town is so close to Yellow National Park. Number 7. 第七句。瀑布的流水声令人心灵平静。瀑布的流水声令人心灵平静。The sound of the waterfall have led people to relax. Let's listen 2 more time. 再听多几遍。瀑布的流水声令人心灵平静。瀑布的流水声令人心灵平静。第八句 Number 8. 这个公园的位置刚刚好。这个公园的位置刚刚好。The park located at a perfect spot. Let's listen 2 more time. 再听多几遍。这个公园的位置刚刚好。这个公园的位置刚刚好。又到了一点情感小练习时间。Now is the time to learn expressing yourself in Cantonese. 第一句，这里真的好舒服，好轻松啊。 这里真的让人好舒服，很轻松。
This place is so relaxing. Let's listen two more times.
再听多几遍。
这里真的好舒服，好轻松啊。这里真的好舒服，好轻松啊。
第二句 ，the second， 我好中意同朋友一齐旅行。我很喜欢与朋友一起旅行。
I love traveling with friends. Let's listen two more times.
我好中意同朋友一齐旅行。我好中意同朋友一齐旅行。
第三句，
下次我一定会再嚟。
我下一次一定会再来。
I definitely will come back again next time.
Let's listen two more times.
下次我一定会再来。下次我一定会再来。
第四句 ，Number four，
半工作半旅行，啱啱好。
一边工作一边旅行，杠杠的。
Work and travel, perfect combo.
Let's listen two more times.
再听多几遍。
半工作半旅行，啱啱好。
Idaho Falls 不单只有壮观的瀑布，虽然小编没有这个机会去体验，因为我去自驾了，但是却是一个适合停留几天的小镇。
Idaho Falls is a great place to be. You can enjoy the waterfall, relax in the park.And it's a great place to wind down for a few days. Of course, I don't have a chance to explore that because I just decided to go on a road trip back to Seattle.
或者夏日你有什么地方想去旅行呢？
Have you visited Idaho Falls before? Or what are some places on your summer retreat list?
可以留言告诉我。
You may leave it a comment and share your story.
Thank you for listening to Learn Cantonese with me.
PNW Summer Activity Series，
谢谢收听跟我学日语 PNW 夏日户外活动系列，拜拜。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721，206-920-6721。